This is the BBC.
Here's Monday Scott Mills Daily Podcast, a brand new week, a new slate, if you will, on bangers. Also, Rita Ora joins us after her fabulous live lounge, and we get her to play the honesty game. You'll hear the worst way she's... Here's Monday Scott Mills Daily Podcast, a new... I've lost it.
I'll do it.
Can you do it?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Ready?
Yeah, go.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills podcast. On today's show, we had Rita Ora in. She discussed...
Okay. Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, a new week of bangers. Also, Rita Ora joins us after her fabulous live lounge, and we get her to play the honesty game. You'll hear the worst way she's ever broken up with someone. And my cooking skills get absolutely annihilated by the internet. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Maybe I made this up, but I think there's some video of her. Is the video of her like rolling down a hill playing the piano?
It's like
at high speed.
Where it's a moving piano situation.
Right. How fast is she going though? Is it like a runaway piano?
I don't know. Okay. It was a moving piano.
Another one of the songs that Radio 1 made famous. Radio 1's greatest hits, Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Miles. Cos it's nearly our 50th anniversary. BBC Radio 1. Okay, I've got a new tune of the week for you in a minute, and also Sam Smith. I don't even really know whether I want to talk to you that much today.
Oh, don't be like that. Well, it's been a weird one because obviously Freshers is on at the moment. So we've been out DJing. I feel like Freshers Flute is a coming.
Yeah. So Lincoln last night, we need to talk about our warm-up guy in a minute because he was amazing.
He was amazing. So the beef that I think you have.
No, nothing to do with the Freshers. The Lincoln gig was good. And hello to Cumbria Young Farmers on Saturday as well. That was great.
Yes, and shout out Aberdeen.
Yeah.
Basildon.
It is the beef that I'm talking about.
Yeah. So anyway, I've not really eaten well over the weekend. And Scott mentioned that he was making a lovely stew yesterday. Mm. So I said, well, look, save me some, because it would be really nice to just have a nice meal, you know, rather than just like burgers.
Okay, be honest, was it nice?
Honestly, it was nice. It was a tad sort of over-seasoned.
Yeah, okay, I'll take that.
Anyway, I decided to put a picture of Scott's beef stew up on my Twitter.
Now, the thing is, food never photographs well.
Oh, mate, it was
especially in Tupperware.
Yeah, I think what didn't help you is you served it in this plastic takeaway container.
Well, we were on the move. We were being driven.
It was congealing a bit.
We were being driven to Lincoln. It had been there a while, yes.
How did you make it, by the way? Because it was the texture of it was interesting.
Right. Okay. So all the comments came in. We'll get to the comments later. Some of them amazingly rude. We are going to read some of these out later.
Well, the aim was to get Gordon Ramsay to reply. Yeah. He hasn't replied yet, but everyone else is.
Okay, the thing that really tips me, balance-wise, was when you made a Twitter moment of it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's now one of the top Twitter moments in the UK. Headline, people aren't rating Scott Mills beef stew or something.
Yeah.
And that's on there now.
Yeah.
And it looks disgusting.
Yeah, if you've not seen this, you know, cast your eye over the stew and give your opinion. Scott Mills.
Lauren in Rye says, wow, that does not sound like a Mills choice. I know, exactly, Lauren. See? Now and again, I like to surprise you. It's not just pop.
You're
simple R&B.
Well, you're a secret rock queen.
Well, no, it's quite rock for me, but it's got like a little pop edge to it, which I like.
It's awesome.
That's why it's the same as I like Paramore and all
that. Mate, it's a little bit heavier, but it's good.
Yeah. Ewan in Kent says, ferociously bobbing my head to this tune at work. Don't believe Mills chose it himself. not enough synth or brass. That's from Alec in Leeds. Scott in North Wales, you're so rock these days, Mills. Seriously, I'm going to blow soon because I've had enough about the stew and all that.
Do you think everyone's being a little bit mean to you?
A little bit.
You got no fans.
Scott Mills.
Shane's been on. He got Becca from the band Marmosets to sign his chest at Leeds this year. I haven't signed a chest for years now.
No?
It's just selfies now, isn't it?
The tricky thing is, if you do get your chest signed, what do you do with it?
I know.
Because you are probably going to have to wash it off at some point if you want to shower. But if you're such a big fan, you don't want that to go.
And believe me, having done it myself, even if you do write on with permanent marker, that eventually will come off because it's your skin.
But maybe just every day you've got to go over it again. Yeah. Then effectively that's, you know, just, by that point you might as well have a tattoo.
Well, you're just tracing there, aren't you, really?
Just tracing just every tracing. Day.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Just saying, Chris, about downloading the BBC Radio iPlayer app. Please do that because it's just so useful. Like wherever you go, you can take Radio 1 with you. Don't have to be in the car. Don't have to be at home. And it will prevent you from hearing some truly terrible radio that we kind of forced ourselves to listen to last night.
There's a lot of bad stuff out there, guys.
We were driving to Lincoln and we listened to Phil Taggart.
That was great.
Yeah, he plays Streets, your favourite.
Yeah.
And then we were like, let's have a little frick around. Wow, there's some real rubbish out there. It just makes you think, God, Radio 1 is so good. Like, don't let that offend your ears ever again. Get the BBC Radio iPlayer app.
Yeah.
What was that prank call about that we heard?
Oh, it was...
I mean,
but...
And there's a station called Bob FM. What's that?
Yeah. I mean, it was interesting just flicking around a bit. But yes, do get the app.
We quickly came back.
Avoid.
You won't. You avoid.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Rita Ora, hiya, honey.
Hi, honey.
Okay.
I'm really well, thank you.
You were just saying how exposing the live lounge is, and everyone's been saying it over the last couple of weeks. You can't really mess it up, can you?
It's literally exposing. You know, there's no hiding behind anything, and it's just you and the microphone and your band, which I think is beautiful, which is what music is supposed to be. And I think that live lounge should live forever because it's the only, I think, few things we've got left as artists to really, like, show our musicality off.
Do you know, a lot of people have been paying a lot of respect to the live lounge over the last
all over
weeks.
The world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people have been saying, like Jared Leto was saying, that it changed their life, like, in terms of, like, people being aware and in terms of people, like, knowing their music in the UK.
It's so true. I think not even just that for the UK, but for the world. I think you learn music, but also, like, you learn about people and then you learn about their projects. And it's just what I felt like music was a long time ago.
So. I think it's wicked as well that artists like yourself are kind of nervous for it.
Always.
And hold it in that kind of respect. Because it's rare that you must get nervous still.
No, I always get nervous.
Like, do you?
I mean, before I did this live lounge, I was like, I can't eat any food. I haven't had no appetite. I was literally shaking.
Yeah. Wow. You kind of relieved. It's
I'm
over.
So relieved.
Are you? Also, it looked like you're having so much fun. It sounded
it. In the most respectful way ever. I'm so relieved.
got much on for the rest of the day?
I do. I've got a photo shoot after this.
Of course you
and
have.
I know it's crazy. It's fashion week.
I think it's hard to find a harder working person in the business than you.
Oh, thank you.
Your social media, I look at it and I'm just exhausted.
Oh my God, I'm exhausted too. I think I need to figure out, but I'm actually going on this 4-day meditation thing.
Oh yeah.
I know, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I don't know, apparently you can't speak, but we'll see what happens.
What do you mean?
I don't know, so you go to this like retreat and you can't speak.
For 4 days?
Yeah, but I'm doing the short one. People do it for like 2 weeks.
Is that going to be a problem, not speaking before?
I think so. I'll probably be back like the next day.
Yeah.
But what about taking photos and stuff?
Is no, you can't. Off? Everything is off. I'm actually pretty looking forward to
it. Do you know what? I reckon that's going to be really good for your mind.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
But what about when you're sleeping? Like, people can't just be watching you and be like, oh, you're speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might just talk in your sleep.
Yeah.
Do you have any days when you wake up and you're like, oh, I don't actually want to be Rita Ora today?
Oh, no. I feel like there's days where I wake up where I have like anxiety, like everybody else. You wake up, you're like tired, so you know, all that stuff, but you just really have to carry on. And I know I'm kind of saying this for myself right now because I had one of those episodes this morning. And so it feels really nice to just be able to distract yourself with work, you know? Mm-hmm. God help my private life, but hey, that's just down the drain.
Yeah. That's off. Now, listen, I find, Rita, after an artist has just done a live lounge, they're open, they're relaxed, they're honest, as you have been already.
Yeah.
So we have a random generator here that will just spit out questions at you, all right?
Cool, yeah.
I have no idea what they're going to be. And please remember, Rita, these aren't me asking the questions, it's the generator, so I'm taking absolutely no responsibility.
Yeah, you would blame the generator.
Well, I don't know what they are.
Well, what is the situation with passes in this game? What are we saying?
Well, do you want to make up the rules with Rita now?
Well, what would you like, Rita? How many passes?
I mean, what do you mean, like lives?
let's say there's, I don't know, four questions. You can pass on one of them, right?
Okay,
one.
One? Okay, fine, yeah. One.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Rita Ora's here on Radio 1. Hi.
Hi, hi.
Excellent live lounge earlier, and now she's at her most honest. So let's play the honesty game.
I'm so vulnerable.
It's all fine. Okay, right, these aren't my questions. Just answer them as honestly as you feel able to, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Spin it.
What's the worst song you've ever made?
I love that. Wait.
Straight in.
Well, for me, I don't know. I mean, it's not that the worst. It's that like I'm moving on in my life. So it's not like I hate the song.
Right. Yeah, but there must be one that you're sick of, right? Performing but wise.
The best song to ever perform, because it always gets the crowd going, is Hot Right Now.
Mm. Right. We were at Fresher's gig in Lincoln last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, went off.
It still goes off.
It still goes off.
They still love it.
Like 100%.
Yeah.
But performing it, for me, is like, it's so high.
Yes.
And two, it's so fast.
Yeah.
So every time I perform it, I feel like I'm going to faint.
But it's not your worst song.
But I don't think it's my worst song. I can't do an opinion. I'm just going based off performance-wise.
Yeah.
So that's how I'm basing this.
And when you're like, I want to see your hands up higher, higher.
I'm like out of breath, and I'm like, whew, you're only in it because it's hard right now.
Yeah, it's a bit like doing a Zumba class to it.
Exactly.
It's like, it's knackering.
Knackering song to perform.
Exactly.
Okay, next one.
In a desperate situation, how much money could you lay your hands on in the next half hour?
That's a great question.
I also don't know.
I have a feeling this has something to do with you.
No, it's not.
I don't know what the desperate situation would be.
Yeah.
That you'd need to get hold of cash.
Get out of my meditation retreat that I'm about to go on.
Yeah, that.
I mean, I don't carry a wallet, so I have one card that just always goes missing. So I'll probably put out however there is in the cash machine.
Right.
I'm on strict rules, so 250 quid probably.
250 quid.
But if you needed to lay your hands on some proper cash, and the cash point is only spitting out 250,
I know.
If you could phone a friend who's got all the money, who would it be? It's like, hello, can you just help me? Just a loan, I'll pay you back.
I can pay you back.
My accountant, who is so strict with me and my cards.
Is he?
Yeah.
Do you get told off?
I do, yeah. But I've been asked, I'll ask them to tell me off.
Stop spending that money,
exactly.
Rita.
Exactly. I'm like, at this point, you're going to have to always tell me what to do.
What's your guilty pleasure then in terms of what you would spend it on?
I think it's just clothes and food.
Right.
I love food.
Yeah, but don't you get all the clothes for free?
I do, but the ones that I really want, I don't have patience to really wait for them. Yeah. So I
just get them.
So I just go get them. But the ones that I get, I love too. So please keep sending me those.
Okay. Excellent. Next one.
What's the worst way you've split up with an ex?
I'm always very honest, you know that.
Yeah.
So let's think. To be honest, I actually haven't split up with people a lot. They've always kind of split up with me.
What? That's really quite sad.
What do you mean?
I know.
Have you ever done it by text?
No.
No.
I've never done it by text. I've had a situation over with FaceTime.
Have you?
Yeah, but I've never done it
by
text.
That must be weird.
I know.
FaceTime breakup.
But, yeah.
Bye.
And I've admitted it, but yeah. But it was, again, we already knew where it was going. See what I'm saying?
It'd be amazing if you did it with Snapchat with the filters.
Now that's...
It's a really, sincere moment. But
that's like taking it to
the
next level.
Doing sort of dog.
Tongue out.
Tongue out, yeah.
Okay, one more.
Okay.
Who was the last person you had a naughty dream about?
I just realised that I haven't used my pass yet.
Not on this one.
No, come on, Rita.
There you go. Save the best till last. Pass!
Well, hang on. Let's talk about Scott. Oh, Scott, who's...
She's got us now.
Who's your one?
I can't say.
Why not?
I'm passing.
Rita's just been honest for three questions. Can't you say?
Who's yours?
No, well, you go first.
You go first.
To be fair, we were talking about Orlando Bloom a lot in the studio last week, and then
good.
He appeared.
What about you?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's not hard to imagine.
Yeah, that's a tricky question, actually.
No, don't try it. You've got to answer it now.
Mm. I did have a sort of weird one with, you know, The Lady from The Chase? Do you watch that show?
What?
And
no.
Hegarty. But I think that was, again, just because I'd watched The Chase and sort of fallen asleep.
No, you weren't.
I don't know what happened.
You
with the governess?
Know.
With the governess, yeah.
You do know.
But it was... Yeah, it was
you know exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Do you know what? You're always so brilliant. You go and smash the live lounge, then you come in here and answer some quite difficult questions. go and treat yourself to some more clothes or something.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? You must be exhausted.
Thank you for the support, always. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you so much, Rita.
Scott Mills.
Talking about Lincoln Freshers last night. Hello, by the way, if you're just waking up in your... Because you will be waking up probably about now. If last night was your first night in halls, must be so weird. I've never experienced it myself.
Yeah, and the first time I was in halls, I actually had to share a room with another guy. Because they hadn't sorted my accommodation out in time.
Right.
So it was super weird.
I saw a girl on Twitter earlier going, "That's it. Somebody's already spilt a drink on my MacBook. I'm going home."
Also,
it's broken.
Also, yesterday, if you did move in over the weekend, you haven't got too much time to kind of get your place in order and stuff like that. People will be decorating their rooms today.
Yeah.
By so, decorating, a poster will go up. Possibly yeah. Fairy lights.
I know. Oh, yeah, lovely fairy lights. I know Greg's going to talk about this a bit later on. Let's go back to our welcome party for the Lincoln Freshers last night. What a good night.
Yeah, really good night.
But let's also talk about the guy that was on, kind of like the hype guy, the MC, before us last night. I mean, I couldn't believe what I was seeing and hearing.
Yeah. Yeah. The wonderful thing about Freshers is everyone goes out for Freshers, you know? So there's really, really busy nights. And maybe sometimes throughout the year, I don't know. I don't know if you get that those kind of numbers out in one place. And if you are like a resident DJ or a local DJ there, it's a good night to do because suddenly there's a massively hyped, busy crowd.
But what you normally do if you're the hype guy or the DJ is like, "Put your hands in the air!" Or, "Let me hear you, Lincoln!" It's all really positive. This guy was super aggressive. He was trying to get people to get down on the floor. He was going, "You! Get down on the floor! Now!"
At one point, he said, "You! Smile!
That's not a smile!
That's not a smile!"
It's like, whoa, calm down, mate. We're all freshers here. Like, why are you being so aggressive? No one really got down on the floor on his command either.
Yep, he tried to do that just before.
But mate, you're not doing a bank robbery.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it did feel like that at times, actually. It did feel...
Bank robberies are who, aren't they?
I don't think you can say that.
Off of having tights on your head.
I mean, and we should point out, he was really, really nice. He is a really nice guy.
Oh, yeah, he's super nice.
And very good DJ.
Yeah, very good DJ.
It's
but his approach was just quite something.
Yeah.
Yo! He was singling people out, like... Smile! It's fresh as smile!
Scott Mills.
Oh, that's nice. Guy that was the guy, too many guys. Guy, the man that was the hype guy last night. His name was Guy. Has just said on Twitter, "Nice sharing the stage with you two."
Yeah, but that's, at least he did it.
Nice sharing the stage with you two!
Exactly.
Scott Mills.
Think I'm a Little Mix, Reggaeton Lento on BBC Radio 1. Me and Chris treated ourselves to the video, the official video of this earlier, which has only just come out today. Wasn't in a video before because they've never met. And I still don't think they've met.
No, but they've had to make a video, so...
Well, that boy band are massive in Latin America. They got... it was like kind of a Latin version of X Factor. And obviously Little Mix providing the English there. Well, they made it look like the boys from the boy band are in the same club as Little Mix, but they're not.
At no point in the video see them all together. But there's great moments like where he will pass a drink over for one of the girls.
One of the boys signals to the waiter, her, there. Send the drink to her. And then I think it's like... I think Jessie's like, a drink arrives and she's like, winks and says, "Thank you."
Yeah.
He's not over the other side. He's not.
But I'm really trying to study the video to see if the waiter kind of points one way and they're
at no point
behind.
Do you see them together. Just looked up I'm obsessed with looking up the, because there's so much Spanish around at the moment. English lyrics are amazing for that song. "How good she looks. Her shape makes me crazy. That dress looks good on her. Matched with her brown lipstick."
Do you think Little Mix even know the meaning of the lyrics?
No. "Let me dance with you this piece. Among all the women, your beauty stands out. I like your firmness. You move really good. Move on, move on, move on." It's great. I like translating them.
The video's so clever, though. Sorry, I'm watching it again. The video's so clever because
it really
does look like the same club, but you're right. You just don't see them together at all.
No, at all, at any point. They're even passing notes to each other. One of the boys sends them a rose. It's very clever.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Could ask.
Bit busy, though, isn't it? Okay, coming up, I've got Jay Huss, I've got Camila Cabello and Taylor Swift. And now bangers. So, no, right, just today I've mostly sat in a room and talked to you and to the listeners and played some songs. Imagine if I'd already sold 6 cows today. Now that would make me feel like I'd achieve something. Hello, Chris.
How are you doing? All right?
Yeah, 6 cows, is it?
Yeah, 6 cows today, not too bad.
Ooh, it's not bad.
Good day in the farm office.
not a bad day.
Who are you selling them to then?
We took them to the auction mart at Darnton, so there's various people bought them.
Oh, no, hang on. We did this thing with Ed Sheeran once, because we brought Ed Sheeran to Harper Adams University. And they
agriculture.
They had a sort of cattle auctioneer. And we got, it was a very odd thing, but we got the auctioneer to auction off Ed Sheeran. Yeah. And it's like ultimate MCing. When you do it right, it's almost an art form in itself. Would you be good at that?
Yeah, no, I've tried it when I've had a few beers. Like, it's quite hard.
But
quite
is it the same as a normal auction? Like, yeah, to the man on the left, to the man on the left.
Yeah, but super quick.
Yeah, that's the one.
Right.
Yeah.
And how much does a cow go for?
We sold one today for 1,060.
Oh, wow. To the man on the left. Done. Okay, right. So, what are you in the mood for on Bangers today? Do you want some rock? Do you want some pop? R&B? Cheese? What are you in the mood for?
A bit of cheese. I'm always a fan of a bit of cheesy pop.
Okay. Let's see if this works out for you then. It's Timbaland, The Way I Are.
Yeah. I've always found the title of that a funny one. The Way I Are.
Includes the lyrics, it's a struggle just to get you in my caravan.
Yes. Okay, so you can have Scott's choice, The Way I Are, or you can have my choice, which is this. Listen, babe, don't who my one when you've just offered up Timbaland. This is Sam Sparrow, Black and Gold.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, it is.
It's good. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's a tough one, boys. But I'm going to have to go with Chris, I'm afraid.
Oh! Nice one.
A bunch of matter, 'cause if you're not really here, I don't wanna be either. I wanna be next to you. Black and gold, black and gold, black and gold. Sam Sparrow
big
on
tune.
BBC Radio 1.
Big tune there.
Not according to some people. If I was one of his cows, I've just been tipped.
No.
Cow tipping, who?
And not a good thing to do. Liam on Twitter.
Absolutely not.
Liam on Twitter.
Leave him alone.
Liam on Twitter says, "You just brightened my day with my favourite track ever." Can you imagine? You only get one song really to choose to say it's your favourite track of all time.
Says the person that thinks that She-Wolf by Shakira is one of the greatest songs ever made.
No, I think as an example of pop music, it is almost perfection. And it will, and it will stand the test of time. It'll be one of those we look back on the same way as Bohemian Rhapsody.
When was the last time you heard She-Wolf on the radio?
It's not my favourite song ever.
But you think pop perfection.
But Liam thinks Sam Sparrow, best song ever.
Okay, well, you know, everyone's got a different opinion when it comes to music. That's why I like it.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Coming up, Feels, Calvin Harris and Taylor Swift. Look What Me Made Me Do. I'm going to play those two together. I forgot that they were a thing.
Yeah.
That happened.
And when it was on, it was like one of those super romantic sort of, you know, barbecues. Barbecues, super romantic, but you know what I mean? There was that picture of them on the river, actually, at one point, wasn't there?
And she was like, that acceptance speech where she was like, "I'd like to thank Adam."
Oh, yeah, was like, remember that?
It was called Adam.
Who's Adam?
BBC Radio 1. So Adam's coming up and his ex. And another one of Radio 1's greatest hits. I'm going to play, and it's going to be a proper moment. So Solid. So Solid Crew.
And you know all the words to that song as well, right?
I think, yeah. Hello, Pete. Pete's near Dover. Lotta having Timbaland the way I are as the first dance at his wedding.
Wow. I'm not sure about lyrically it's the best first dance song, but
we were talking about this on the show recently. If you would let us choose your first dance song at your wedding, in return we'll get you like a good message from a famous. So like, be aware that you won't know what the song is before it gets played at your wedding.
Yeah, we'd probably have to do some kind of deal with the best man perhaps and let them play it. We'll figure out the logistics, but basically you won't hear it until you're dancing it as your first dance.
So we are in complete control of this, but in return, you get something good. Like, I don't know, maybe a video message from Example or something like that.
And some people seem to really like the idea of...
Whoever
of,
your favourite is.
Of, well, yeah, as long as they're gettable.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah, don't say like, oh, I'll do it if you can get Taylor Swift, because like, I doubt she's going to do a message for you on her phone, just being honest.
Yeah, but let us take control. And some people actually like the idea of us choosing their first art, but I don't think they quite realise what we have in mind for it.
Yeah, I mean, be prepared for it to be possibly, I don't know, Gold Digger.
Yeah, or was something awkward.
Yeah. But email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Tell us who your favourite famous is. I'll try and get a message in return for us controlling completely, and I mean completely, what your first dance is at your wedding.
Scott Mills.
Yesterday, I had some spare time, so I decided to make a beef stew. Now, I really wish I hadn't.
No, it was a great move from you. And odd when you said that you were doing it, because you don't really cook.
No.
It's not really your thing.
So I was, and this is very kind of me, me and Chris had a long journey to Lincoln to do a freshers gig last night, so I was like, do you want some of my stew to take on the way?
Which, yeah, and I did, because beef stew is one of my favourite things. I love it.
Bought it out in some plastic Tupperware and with a plastic fork there, because we're on the move, and then he took a picture of it.
I didn't even clot the plastic fork.
Took a picture of it.
Why have you got plastic forks at your house?
I always have, just in case. And then put it on the internet, and then the abuse began.
Gordon Ramsay does this great thing, right, where people tweet him their meals and he sort of rates them in quite a sassy way.
Yeah.
So I took a picture of Scott's beef stew. That sounds ruder than it is.
And sent it. Well,
you added Gordon Ramsay.
But then everyone else went in, including Larry.
You close to a toilet?
It was one of the first ones that came in. And then, I mean, I've not seen a reaction like this for any food ever. This one.
OMG! I wouldn't even have taken the lid off. Just gagging at the thought of it.
Thank you.
What was wonderful about this, Scott, was that you were getting all these tweets one by one, and they were starting to flood in, and I was sat next to you in the car whilst you were having to read them, and you were genuinely offended.
Right. I mean, I'm sure it tastes lovely, but it looks like dog sick.
Thank you. Yeah, and these were literally just coming in and in and in. Like, I couldn't refresh fast enough.
I'd be getting in a pizza, bruv.
Well, we couldn't because we're in a car.
Looks like a good reason not to turn up to work tomorrow.
They just keep coming in. People thought I was trying to poison you.
Yeah, people saying that I could blame illness on the evidence of the picture that we put up.
Beef stew. The only food that goes in like it comes out.
Oh.
Don't mix the two up.
All right.
That was from Phil Taggart, if I remember right,
Excellent. Thanks, Phil.
What's lovely as well is it's now a Twitter moment. The picture everyone's piled
it's
in.
It's on Twitter moments.
So, I mean, if you are clicking on Twitter moments, you know, you see that Jessica and Dom from Love Island are engaged, and then you see your beef stew there.
I never thought this would happen.
Hope it tastes better than it looks. Lol. Work on your presentation, Scott.
Look, it's in plastic Tupperware because we're about to drive.
Honestly looks like something my flatmate would feed his cat. You okay, hun?
And like so many of these.
Looks like pedigree chum.
Now that was from an actual TV chef. That was from Dean Edwards, who's ITV's Lorraine chef on Lorraine. And a contestant on MasterChef in 2006.
It's currently flying high on Twitter moments right now if you do want to see the offending food.
Right, here's the thing, right?
And it was really kind of you to do, Scott.
This is true, right? Thank you. When you see companies advertising what looks like beautiful food, they use all sorts of tricks. Right, so since this has happened, I've been reading about this. Champagne famously does not photograph well, so they use water, soy sauce, and Alka-Seltzer for the bubbles.
Really?
Not champagne. When you see ice cream, that is often mashed potato with food colouring, because ice cream looks rubbish on camera.
Mm.
When it looks like things have been dusted with sugar, you can't really see sugar, so they use talcum powder. This is true.
That's good.
When you see cream on a cake, that's normally shaving cream because...
Fluffier.
No, fluffier and also doesn't melt under the lights as much. Doesn't melt. And also, most photos are taken using a high-spec camera, not your Nokia 3310. So
also, they like with good food photography, they make it look hot, don't they?
Yeah, well, you know how they do that? We've mentioned this before. If they want to make it look like the food is steaming hot, what they do, this is not a lie, they put some tampons in the microwave and then obviously they come out steaming hot. Yes. Think about it. Steaming hot tampon there. Tampon. And then they stick them in the food to get the steam. Mm.
So that would have made your beef stew a lot better.
So next time, I'm going to buy some tampons, bung it in and try again. Scott Mills. You know, some people can't hear this next song by the script without hearing me asking you questions to try and get more emotion out of you when we did our singing lesson.
Yeah.
I know. When did you wake up?
Woke up this morning, can shake the thunder from last night.
Good. What did you do with the summer?
You left with no warning and took the summer from my life.
Okay, what did you give me?
I gave you my everything, now my world, it don't seem right.
Good, let me feel it.
Can we just go back to penis again?
Don't say penis.
I said being us.
I would like to do some more of these this week, and I'm just looking at the list. How good would it be to do with Rag and Bone Man?
Oh, it'd be perfect.
In the live lounge later this week. Let's try and make that happen. Scott Mills. Hello, Greg James.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Nice to see your beef stew.
Yeah, all right. Don't you start. Literally, I'm about to tip over the edge.
Are you a decent cook?
I'm all right. If I set my mind to it, I really enjoy it. But I just you have to be really in the mindset of it.
I open a cookbook, like I always get them for Christmas from my mum, who's like, "Oh, you should cook more." And then like I look at the ingredients, and I'm like, "Oh, who can we bother with that?" Too much stuff.
You've got to be ready for it, and also you've got to not be hungry.
I love
it. That's the most annoying thing. But if you're too hungry and you're cooking, you'll rush it and you'll just eat all the way through it. So you'll have a bag of crisps while you're cooking.
I looked at a cupboard yesterday, and then it's like on the left, it's like about 80 ingredients. Who's got pecorino cheese hanging around their cupboard? Not me.
Yeah, but what you're doing is you're going too ambitious on that front.
Right.
Yeah. But you did a beef stew and it was lovely. You slow cooked it all day.
It's quite nice to experiment with stuff, though. Yeah. Don't worry about the recipe. Just throw stuff in.
It's certainly an experiment.
With the beef stew itself, how did you get it to that texture?
Anyway, so young farmers at Cumbria YFC on Saturday night, that was good. And then last night, freshers at Lincoln. I'm knackered. But that's what you're talking about this today, because people have got a whole week of this. If you're a fresher, it's something every night now.
It was just great to look at it on Twitter last night. Just loads of people saying, just sort of tweeting secretly from their halls of residence. Yeah. Because when I was a fresher, which was a long time ago, over 10 years ago, Twitter wasn't around. Yeah. So you didn't have that sort of, you couldn't confide.
You couldn't reach out.
It was quite nice to just see that people were having the same kind of things that's always happened, but you can just go, I feel really weird in my house.
I know.
How do I change the bed?
I saw one yesterday. One of the girls in the flat is having a breakdown in the kitchen. Looks like I won't be going in to get food for a while. Because you don't know people.
That's what it's like. You want to go, I sort of don't care if you're okay, but I really need some milk.
Yeah. Well, the kitchen's classic, isn't it? Because everyone brings kitchen equipment. So you end up in a situation in your halls where you've got 8 toasters, 8 kettles,
well, I've got
8
this.
Cheese graters.
Someone says, I've been playing What Can I Take to Uni Without My Dad Noticing all week, and I think I may have just nabbed the family toaster.
That's a good game.
First night in halls and a mystery flat party guest has vommed at the front door. Welcome to Liverpool.
Yeah.
Some good ones.
It's tough. I think, so after 6 tonight, I just wanted to, get some people on if they wanted to confide in something, the sort of story that they wouldn't tell their parents, because you just tell them the good stuff, don't you?
Yeah, everything's fine here.
Everyone's fine, I'm eating really well.
Yeah.
But if there's something that you can't really ask your parents, if you need some advice, then I'm here for you after 6 o'clock tonight. So if there's something like that, we can keep you anonymous if you like. Mm. So 81199, just sort of see me as sort of big brother Greg.
Right.
There's no judgment here.
Yeah, we can keep you anonymous.
Yeah.
Obviously, we won't tell your parents, but anything that you've told your family that it's fine, but maybe it's really not fine.
And also, maybe if you are showing off on social media, but that's just a front, and you actually need to tell me the real truth.
Yeah, real talk.
If you do need some advice, right. we've all been through it.
Yeah,
I'm sort of unshockable with that kind of stuff.
Okay, yeah, and like you say, it's a safe zone. No one's here to judge. 81199. Greg might speak to you on the show later.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.